A black bear cub calls for its mother from high in the branches above Annan Creek. A sow quickly reaches the tree with a salmon clasped in her teeth, and her cub climbs down. Then it's quiet, and only the rushing water provides a soundtrack for the bears, salmon, and eagles. Annan's site manager, Matt Jurak, says the observatory provides a special opportunity for visitors.
Well, I think it's pretty amazing because it's you can watch a bear just be a bear.
Bears catch fish in the creek, climb trees, meander across the boardwalk, and even settle right down under the viewing deck to snack on salmon. They do all of this just a few yards away from up to 60 people. Forest Service interpreter Beth Rosenberg says keeping people's behavior predictable helps the bears stay active around the deck. This includes controlling the number, location, and timing of the visitors.
The bears, at least that come around here or that fish the far side or that we see on the trail, know what to expect from us, and they behave predictably as well. That's what we generally refer to as a habituation in bears.
They're very habituated to us, and I think they're very habituated to each other.
Jurak says collecting data helps ensure the bears aren't adversely affected by visitors. He says Forest Service interpreters record the number of bears, the number of people, the weather, and levels of water and fish.
We do two-hour scans every day, so like every 10 minutes we'll take a scan, and we identify the bear, try to identify each individual, and then where the bear is at, what it's doing.
Interpreters have a few ways of distinguishing individual bears. Rosenberg says the interpreters give the bears names.
We should clarify that these are definitely wild bears, and we don't really name them as much as give them identifying names. That sounds like it might be the same, but it's actually not. It's kind of easier to remember a name that is associated with a characteristic than, say, 718A, a number that's harder to remember.
Chest patches, scars, or nicks can help identify individuals.
So we look for some of those characteristics and usually can end up identifying a fair number of the bears within a season. And a handful from season to season, year to year.
Rosenberg says, to the trained eye, a bear's behavior can also be a distinguishing factor.
A lot of times people could look at just a bunch of bears fishing and say everything's random and, oh, there's nothing to really distinguish them, but they have such distinct personalities.
Rosenberg says hierarchical clues and a bear's level of comfort around people are noticeable behaviors. Jurak agrees.
You really do get to know these bears. You know their personalities, you know their habits. You can distinguish one from another just by the way they act.
Jurak recalls what happened when some visitors rushed over to look at a huge bear named Elton.
And he almost got like really shy, and he's like, he was trying to position himself behind the bush, like hide himself behind his bush, but he was so big he wouldn't fit. I was like, what's he doing? He's just like this shy, laid back bear. He's really cool.
After bears are identified and their behavior is recorded, that data can be used to inform observatory management. The Annan Observatory has a limit of 60 people per day, originally intended to be split into three groups of 20. It's based on research that found a drop-off in bear activity when more than 20 people were on the deck. That study was done in the early 90s. The Forest Service is considering ways to change its management plan and allow more people to visit the observatory. But Jurak says, for the bears, the behavior of the visitors is more important than the number.
If you have a very loud kind of people running around and stuff, that's going to affect the bears more than if you have 40 people kind of standing around calmly watching a bear, not making much noise.
Data collected on site also allows the Forest Service to monitor bear viewing consistency. In 10 minutes on the observation deck, visitors can see an average of 2.5 bears. Stephanie Dempsey traveled to Annan from Sedona, Arizona.
And I've come to Alaska 3 times trying to see the bears, and every time it's been a loss. I've gone on many trips, and this is the first time I got to see the bears, and it was worth all the other trips to finally see this. I'm thrilled with what I saw.
Rosenberg says visitors' perceptions of bears change after spending time at Annan.
They'll come up here with a preconceived notion about how bears are. A lot of times it's a fear-based system. Bears are just looking to fight, and they're very aggressive, and it's so clear that they're smart and perceptive. They're very eager to move around us and avoid conflict. It's just nice for people to see wild bears functioning that way and have a different understanding of how amazing bears are.
Annan's salmon run is typically over at the end of August. That's when bears and people will leave the creek until they meet again the next summer. Reporting from the Annan Wildlife Observatory near Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.